This is RSB and the Update, episode 240, recorded Wednesday, January 20th, 2010, Force 9 Gale. Hello, everybody. We're here this week to inform you on some rather quickening RuneScape updates, but first, we'll talk about who's here this week. First
Shane,
up is...
I swear to God, your introductions get worse every week.
That's Brad, the little boy from a town called Gloucester in the southwest.
Gloucester.
Schwa is also here from the events crew.
Hello.
Who got bitten by a dog today.
Yeah.
Proves why cats are better.
I love cats.
And Leo, 998887, from the events crew, is also here. He's Impious Wolf, a whole bunch of other names on RuneScape. So, he's from New Zealand, so he's waking up a little bit early to do the show with us today.
Not really, it's 10 o'clock.
That's early.
Yeah, it is for Shane. He didn't get up till like midday.
Yeah, most of us don't stay up till like 5 in the morning, Shane.
Yeah, well, it depends on my schedule, because earliest I get up this term is 10.
That's terrible.
Well, what would you rather get up at like 7 and do your military exercises that you do?
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
You'll also be a productive member of society, you know.
Yes, I mean, Shane.
That could be a little help.
It's called going to school, but...
At the moment, he's a burden on society.
Brad, by the way, I'm all but one of those. I'm healthy and wise. Not wealthy yet, though.
Yeah. You're not wise.
Sure I am. Anyways, Barbarian Assault Changes. This is that mini-game that we all love so much.
That's a lie.
It's a chore.
I like it. It's fun.
I've never played it.
You've never played Barbarian Assault?
Nope.
Okay. Leo, why do you like it?
It's different to everything else.
Okay. I got to go with Schwa on this and say it's a chore because you have to find teammates, you know, that you can trust and ones that are always going to be reliable and stuff since it is a team game, which I think the RuneScape community in general seems to have some problems with organizing themselves and stuff. But anyways, this when did Barbarian Assault first come out anyways?
Oh my god, I can't
find it. I can go get first.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it was January 1 year.
Barbarian Assault. Come on.
I gotta find it. I'm gonna get it. It was.
Why the hell does this not... You think this would give you a date? God damn this useless piece of shit.
I don't know when it was released, but it was quite some time ago. This week marks the first changes to it in quite some time. Some of these changes are a new Penance Horn that lets you gain double XP and agility, fire making, and mining. Fire making? Does anybody understand why?
Shane's just annoyed at that because he already got
9
seconds.
No! No, of course not. I accept that. No, I'm just wondering why, when a magic log gives 303 experience, why should, like, 606 XP for a single magic log? Are we trying to make fire making, like, the next fletching or something?
So, fire making is a nothing skill anyway, so...
Yeah, so why?
What does it matter if it's an easy 99 or not?
Well, what's the point of a skill if it's so easy to get 99 in? And that eventually, like, nobody's going to have to work for the rewards when they actually do add something to it, you know?
To give the noobs hope?
Yeah, but why? It doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
It's among the only skills which doesn't have a double or at least some kind of XP bonus.
Yeah.
The ring and gloves.
Farming doesn't have an XP bonus.
Because farming is the devil.
No. No. I don't know. Some of the other changes are new colors of Abyssal Whip, the new Penance Trident Weapon, Penance Armor Stat Improvement, and Prayer Restoring Set Bonus. Penance Gloves now reduce more weight. Gamble Points rebalance. They still include a rare chance for Dragon Armor. Ability to show off your achievements in the roles of Attacker, Defender, Collector, and Healer. High scores tables for those. Waiting rooms increased in size. Additional wave room ticket system for saving your progress through battles. And blue penance eggs now reduce penance stats and deal damage.
I just wanted to mention something about the penance one before you rush on. Apparently I was reading something yesterday that said because you can use the penance horn for mining, and you can also use the sacred clay pickaxe from Stealing Creation for mining, apparently if you use the two together, it does actually stack.
Wow.
Huh?
So you get 35 experience for mining an iron ore. If you're using the penance horn, it doubles it to 70, and if you're using the sacred clay pickaxe and the penance horn, you get 105. I'm not sure whether that's intended or not, but it makes mining a lot faster. If you're power leveling mining, it makes it faster.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Brad. I might have to do mining now.
Mining is the devil.
I should point out that the horn charges very slowly.
Okay.
It's like 4 complete games from 1 to 10.
Ooh.
Before the horns fill up.
Okay. And how fast does it drain?
I haven't checked that.
The okay. only information I have on drain is apparently fully charged, it gives lasts for approximately 350,000 experience whilst training agility, so the bonus is 175,000.
Okay. Interesting.
I was looking, and it looks like Barbarian Assault is released around January 4th, 2007.
Yes, really sure I called that right. Date. I knew that.
You said January.
I said January, yes.
That's a 1 in 12 shot.
No, I knew it was January, and I knew you guys didn't, so I felt more confident about my guess.
But you didn't know about the year.
No, but I knew it wasn't 2005, I knew it wasn't 2006, and I knew it wasn't 2008, so therefore it's 2007.
You didn't say 2007, though, did you?
I just thought my logic would somehow drift to you guys.
Oh, God. Everybody is a genius in hindsight.
Yeah, they are.
Even you, Shane.
So is anybody going to color their whip?
Mine's
no,
white.
But the... Oh, go ahead.
Colored mine white.
I was going to say that, like, it's funny that whips were going for, like, 6 mil yesterday when I was in World 2.
Oh, I should go do some Slayer. Are they still that much?
I don't know. I haven't checked today.
Oh, just 3.5 still on the GE. Yeah.
Of course, with people in, like, World 2 are, like, trading mint cakes for it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying. But anyways. Is there anything else about the Barbarian Assault things that we should talk about?
All the colors of whips, I think they all look a little bit garish.
I don't know. I think I'm going to keep mine the way it is.
Yeah, I'm going to keep mine. Yeah.
Leo?
I like mine looking different.
Okay.
Matching my armor.
If I get one, I'll paint it green, maybe. I don't have 50 points to spend, though, and I don't really feel like getting more.
That's good. It's good you pick green, because geniuses pick green.
Yep. Green's the color of money.
Yeah, so that's me and you. And, yeah, sorry, Leo. Sorry, Brad.
You're not a genius, Shane. Get over yourself.
And they also had a little problem with the fighter torso, where they removed the strength bonus, and a whole bunch of peers got pissed at that and started spamming the forums. And
I don't think it was just peers. I think it was a lot of people got pissed about it.
Well, peers in general, because they like their strength bonuses.
Oh, yeah, it's just peers, isn't it, Shane? Anytime there's any kind of uproar, it's always the peers. Goddamn those peers. You remember when you used to really hate peers? You used to go on about them every week.
Not every week.
It was every week.
But
back
anyways,
in the day. 2 years ago.
They put it back. And it's shiny now. The fighter torso is shiny.
Shiny.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that. You know, they make it look like the person has... they make it... what's the word I'm looking for?
With have them. Abs?
Yes, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word.
Shane has no idea what an ab is.
That's why the people probably like it and stuff. But, no. ABS equals anti-lock braking system.
Well done, Shane.
Okay, then they're called, like, abdominal muscles or something. Don't quote me on that, but there's something like that.
Okay, anything else on Barbarian Assault?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this was a hidden update. When you're a certain role in Barbarian Assault has a symbol for what rank you are, like 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 4 are just straight marks, and then when you get 5, you get a nice star.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Easy to pick out teammates like that.
It only appears in-game, though.
Oh. That's too bad. They should make it appear over your head or something, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Barbarian Assault. I might go check it out. I don't know. I just find it hard to pick a team and everything, you know, and ensure that the team is decent. So, yeah. Agility benefits. Something that I was overjoyed about. Well, not overjoyed, just joyed about. First off, they say for fishing, hunter, and thieving. Leo, you said you covered some of the thieving ones?
Yep. But doesn't happen too often. Increase your overfarming and gain from whatever you're thieving.
About how often would you say it happens?
I've gotten maybe around 50, where more than one.
So, out of how many?
Out of 50.
Okay, how many out of 51?
10.
Okay.
So, five, yeah.
So what, 20% chance? And what's your agility level?
71.
Oh, that's not bad at all. 20% chance. Wonder what mine would be. Okay. Fishing, Brad?
Yes.
Did you try it?
No, because... Shane, why do you set up these questions just so you can mock me? You know that I only had 73 agility when the update came out on Tuesday. Did it come out yesterday?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. You realize I only had 73 agility yesterday when it came out, and since then I've been working my ass off every time I've been on RuneScape to try and get 76 to test this.
Well, you could test it on Swordfish.
Yeah, I could, but, I mean, it's got to be sharks or nothing, really. I mean, you know, why would you drive a Ford when you can drive a Bentley? I'm not sure why the car analogy was... Anyway. I don't know why I said that. But, so I've got another 100,000 experience to go. Hopefully I'll get that tomorrow sometime. A couple more hours. And then I'll be testing sharks. But,
okay.
Yeah. It's going to have to be... I don't know. If it's 1 in 5, you know, roughly, that'll be fairly good. Because that'll speed up sharks no end. Probably make sharks better than... Or the best GP per hour.
Go ahead.
You can have that within 2 hours, Brad, at Ape Atoll, since you stopped failing at 75.
Yeah, I could do, but I'm going to sleep straight after we finish this, so.
Okay. Are you going to say Schwa?
I was going to say that I wasn't too fluent with the rune crafting update. I think, like, you get a chance of getting, like, a couple double runes or whatever, but I'm wondering if this will, like, kind of destroy it in the same way that people. It'll lower the value of all the sharks.
Why are you talking about runecrafting?
Because it's similar. So it's similar. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, like this one, you fish 2 shark, or you fish a shark and you get 2. You know.
Wait. Like, when did you get extra runes?
Runecrafting update a while ago.
What?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
I never heard of that. No.
You craft if you have like between 44 and 91 runecrafting. You have a chance that increases
I remember that now. That was in a few weeks ago. That was back in 2009, like in November.
It was a few weeks ago. Oh,
a few weeks ago. Six, okay, 7 weeks ago. A month or two. Still but, not that long ago.
So I'm wondering if all the people are going to start complaining and stuff like that.
It's quite similar.
I don't know. Leo, what's your fishing level?
It's 71.
Okay. I don't know. If we look at the Nature Rune market, we see that they're currently at 244 each, and they've been going down steadily. So, yeah, I don't know why that would be. I guess I wouldn't think there'd be that much of an influx that increased supply that much, but I don't know. I think their sharks are at the point where pretty much the majority of the population can fish them, so adding a few more isn't going to really be much of a deal breaker, you know? So, okay. Thieving, you get pickpocketing double, triple, or even quadruple. And hunter, you can catch butterflies in your bare hands. Barehanded butterfly catching. Oh, we lost Schwa. So, am I the only... Brad, did you try the hunter one?
No, I didn't. Because, again, I do not have a high enough hunter.
Okay. All right. Well, Leo, what's your hunter level?
A lot lower than...
Okay.
Did you try it out?
Yeah, I did, actually. My hunter level is only 80. 300 hunter experience and 50 agility experience for the level 81.
And so how could you give us a rough per hour, Mark?
Oh, I didn't test it that far. I assume it would be probably equal to Chinchampas as you get higher up, but you'd be probably best waiting a little bit because I did fail quite a bit. So, and when
so
you fail...
possibly 90, around 90 maybe?
85, since that's the next one that opens up. Because if you don't catch it on the first go, you run around until you catch it. So it's a guaranteed XP.
All right.
So, I don't know. It's a good update. So, ratings out of 5, everyone?
4.
And a 4 as well.
Yeah, I would go with 4.
Me too. So 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 16. Divided by 4 is?
4.
That was useless math.
While we're still on the agility, I just did a inventory of tuna and swordfish, and I got 3 out of 25, or double.
Okay. That's and your agility bad. Level is 71. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good. I wonder what mine would be. I should test that after. Okay. Well, that's it for the agility benefits. You know, I hope they do more updates like this year when they take a skill and intertwine it with other skills, you know?
Yes. Synergy.
Yeah. Which they tried to do with Herblore, but people got rather pissy about that. So, that's too bad. It's strange that it's fine for hunter and agility and mining and stuff, but not Herblore. People need to stop being discriminatory, right, Schwa?
Yeah, it's only bad. There's a million more people with 99 hunter than they even PK more than Herblore people, but oh, it's overpowered. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Tweaks and fixes this week. The dwarves have been graphically updated, if anybody cares.
Nope.
The Soul Wars cape can now be stored in your cape rack. Activating your special attack bar will no longer interfere with autocast timing. Players will no longer receive activity points when bandaging other players that are already at full health. And because of the recent snow we've been having, snowballs have stayed frozen for a little while longer than expected. The snow is now gone, so you'll find your snowballs will now melt unless you have your snow globe from the 2007 holiday event. That's right, Brad, isn't it? More snow.
It was back today. However, briefly, it was that snow that was really slushy and wet. Gets the, you know, the bottom quarter of your trousers wet when you walk in it.
Oh, that's lucky.
That's
you bad. Build a snowman.
No, you can't. It's too slushy.
Well, freeze it.
No. Yes, because I have an industrial-sized freezer just for that purpose.
Anyways, we got two development blogs this week. What did you guys think of the first one? A 2009 retrospective.
Didn't read it.
Schwa?
I kind of browsed through it, kind of looking at what they're looking forward to 2010. Like, almost every one of them was like, oh, the new skill. But that's to be expected, so I really wasn't that impressed.
Okay. Leo?
Yeah, it doesn't look like mine.
Okay. I just want to draw your attention to one point made by AJD. He says, Twitter hints were especially the torturous ways in which people twisted our clues to always suggest a sailing skill. I don't know. I'd laugh if it really did turn out to be sailing, you know?
It would be the greatest double bluff on Jagex's part, wouldn't it?
Because they put the winky face, you know? So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that means it must be sailing. Wow, Shane. Congratulations on figuring that one out.
I know, I think that'd just be funny. Another one they have is the Orb of Oculus, which is basically a film camera that they're going to be releasing, enabling people to adjust and use the RuneScape camera in whichever way they want to, so that basically it'll allow you to get specific shots that you need to get for your movies and stuff. So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and they said it'll allow you to keep people in frame and stuff and follow them around. It's about time we had something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah, so should be interesting to see how that goes. So,
yeah.
Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Well, I was thinking, like, during the Machinima contest that they had a while back, like, every single video was about making a machinima. There wasn't one that had an actual plot, and so I just really am not that impressed by any films that have been made off of RuneScape.
That's a good point.
They're all like, how do I prepare for this machinima? And then they just add something weird to it.
That dancing one I voted for was good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It lost.
I know, it came in second. Which one do you vote for?
I voted for Exile, the winner.
No, I mean Schwa.
Oh, I voted for the dance one.
Okay, Leo?
Yeah, I voted for that one too. Awesome.
See? You're outvoted here, Brad.
It's a bit of... It's using the dance emote with a bit of music in various locations.
There's a lot of them. They're all perfectly timed.
Yeah, and lots of people.
It's not that hard to sync a mouse.
No. But with 25 people, yeah. It's hard.
No, it's not that hard.
Yeah,
because
it is.
It seems, the emote seems to be on some sort of a timer where if you sort of click them at vaguely the same time, you'll do them at the same time. Mm. They aren't that sort of... It's almost like they're synced. To like.
Well, no.
Beat.
You know, the RuneScape tick rate is 0.6 seconds, so... Yeah, if you click them in the same window, they'll go up, but 0.6 seconds is still a short window to hit, you know?
I don't think that's right.
Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. On to questions now. Brad, you get the first one.
Dear Shane, Brad, Schwa, and Numbers, Shane, can you give us any hints on your next 99 new goals in RuneScape?
Oh, that's my job?
Well, it does say... Shane, at the start of it, so I'm guessing yes.
Okay. Well, currently, I'm going for 80 summoning, which is mega expensive, and if... I don't know. I kind of wish I didn't know, but it's something that had to be done. So that's what I'm going for right now. Then after that, well, we're going to wait and see until...
Do the ends justify the means?
Yes, always. So... other skills I'm potentially looking at are, after summoning, runecrafting to 80.
Fishing.
Or, yes, for fishing cooking. So, it's going to be one of those two. Because, I don't know, I just can't stand combat. That's one thing that Nomad taught me, is that RuneScape combat is a dice roll. So, yeah. Yeah, we all beat it here except Brad, right?
I didn't beat it. I didn't even try.
Oh, okay. Well, then we still all beat it except Brad, because he didn't try. Okay. Next part.
Next part. Also, if you had to choose one age to stay at forever, what age would you choose and why? Those two questions were from Italy for Life. I think I would pick the age 18, because you're legally an adult. Well, actually, it depends, because, I mean, America's 21 to drink legally, but in most sensible countries, it's 18. So, yeah, I'd say 18, because, you know, in this country, I can do almost everything legally. And, you know, it's still a pretty young, youthful age.
Okay.
I would, I might be, like, 21 or maybe, like, 25, because being 21 is great and all, but if you're 25, you're at least, like, out of college, and you don't get carded everywhere you go for just random things. You just have a lot more freedom, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd go with, like, late 20s, 27, because you're past the point of being a complete adult, and people are more likely to take you seriously.
Okay. Yeah, people always take me seriously, though. For me, I'm going to probably say, around 18. I'll go with Brad, but not for his reasons, you know?
What are your reasons, then?
I don't know. I just feel it's a good number, you know?
Prom.
You're done main school, and... what?
Nothing. good answer, Shane.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question. See for life, next question.
What? I mean, not your reasons, like... Yeah, we're not all
Yeah, we know, Shane, we know.
Are,
so. We know why... I'm sorry, what's sick about wanting to drink alcohol?
No, other things you implied.
I didn't imply anything.
Okay, just checking.
If I was going to choose ages implied on sexual activity, I would say 16.
Okay, move on.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Next question,
it's,
somebody.
Whoever. Yeah, it's bad, Brad. It's
Shut
bad.
Up, Shane.
Leo?
Am I taking the next question?
Yeah.
Do any of you use public transportation? I usually take the 2-hour bus ride to my grandparents. Do you enjoy traveling? I love flying, traveling by bus and train. Not by car as much, but I can wait until I fly. Can't wait until I fly to Ireland and England alone this year. Keep up the great show and have a fun time in the RAF. But I don't feel to you, Brad, from Maka.
Okay, so your response?
I don't usually leave transport. I've honestly never taken a bus.
Okay.
But I do like traveling in a plane or by car.
Where have you gone?
Just Australia.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Schwa?
You know, I don't really like public transportation where I live at, but when I went to New York City, we rode the subway a lot. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of interesting things that happen on the subway. And,
like?
Well, I mean, there was just, like, this guy that was tap dancing in there, and, like, he was taking donations, and he had a backpack full of money.
Really?
Because he just did that all day, and he makes more than I do, probably. And then just, like, all these people just riding around, going to places, all the tunnels, and you see the other trains and stuff. Like, it's really kind of cool. But, yeah, I really do like to travel, too, especially by plane. I used to fly a lot when I was younger, but now I don't fly so much. I just usually travel by car.
Okay. Brad?
Yeah, generally I avoid public transport like the plague. but yeah, I sort of agree with Joao. You know, whenever I'm in London, the underground is always nice. I actually quite like sort of underground. Paris has a nice underground system.
Yeah,
Berlin's
be careful.
Right. No, Paris was not dodgy. London isn't really
no,
dodgy.
I mean, you have to be watching out for, like, terrorists and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's happened once, Shane. but, yeah, underground, yeah. And as for traveling, I'm not that fond of cars. I like trains. I like going on trains. I'm not fond of planes, really. but I'll go on them. And I like ships, I think. Boats.
Okay. Public transportation. Depends. Depends, really, on the mode and stuff, as Schwa has said. I think that in general, yes, Brad, you're right that it should be avoided if at all possible. But there are other means that are better, like...
Shane, like mummy and daddy driving you around.
I was going to say, the trains and stuff. And we lost Schwa again, which I'm bringing up in now. Traveling, I don't mind it just as long as I am in... That as long as there's a decent itinerary that can be followed, you know? No random stops, and... Thank you, Marco. Dear host, when you were younger, did you pretend you were on a cooking show if you were making food? No.
No, I never did that.
Nope. Not even once? That's kind of fun.
That's four no's, so... bit strange that. None of us have done it.
No, I've done it.
Oh, you have?
Well, I've actually done it recently. Like, there's this movie came out called Julie and Julia. It was about like this famous chef named Julia Childs, and she talks like, "I'm Julia Childs." She was like 7 feet tall, and she was huge. And so I just cook him like he was that voice. I'm like, "What? 2 eggs now? Beat it thoroughly." It was hilarious. So much fun.
What's the chef's name?
Julia Childs.
Okay, thank you. Also, what do you think of the quote, "God, an imaginary friend for adults"? Do you think it's offensive or funny? Was it from Regnant?
I think if you're secure enough in your belief in God, then it wouldn't offend you. The only way it would offend you is if you were in some way insecure in your belief and you felt that your belief was vulnerable.
Okay. Leo?
Same as Brad. I find it mildly humorous.
Schwa?
I think it's funny. It rings true a little bit, but so does really just about everything. I still think it's more funny than hurtful.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I'm indifferent to it.
Shane loves religion.
No. Thank you, Regnanth. Schwa, next one.
All right, let's see. Okay, dear wonderful people in my headphones, have you ever heard of the Bee Gees? I sure hope so. I've been listening to a fair number of their songs recently. My favorite is Tragedy, and I find that I quite enjoy their soothing falsetto. Truly yours with a great... flourishing, bow, etc. Culla, who secretly wants a three-way. this month's skull of the month.
A three-way tie.
I just want to note that he posted the same question last week, but last week when he posted it, the first line was something like, "Dear people who argue in my headphones, not dear wonderful people." I noticed that difference.
The Bee Gees, yes, and no, I don't like them. They're disco, so no.
Oh yeah, I remember now, Shane. You don't like disco because you want to dance to it.
Stay alive.
Yeah, that guy can get his voice so high it's almost unnatural. This is it.
Woo.
Come on, Shane, dance. I'm dancing.
Now, if only we had video, eh? No, we probably shouldn't play that for copyright reasons.
Yes. Get you sued again.
So, Bee Gees, Schwa?
I like them.
Brad?
They've got a couple of good songs. I wouldn't... Yeah, they're all right.
Leo?
Yeah, not my favorite band, but not bad.
Oh, you guys are all traitors. Jeez.
Traitors? Why, Shane? Shane, I didn't think you liked any type of music.
No. Well, especially there's ones that I'm like indifferent to, and then ones that are I absolutely don't like, you know.
So you don't really like any particular type of music.
That's right. So, yeah, I don't know. I just can't stand this kind of old style of disco kind of thing, you know. Seems too phony.
Oh come on, Shane.
That's the point.
It's because Shane's incapable of having a good time.
Oh. Brad,
if we ever met
one?
Up and had a big RSB&B party, I would make you dance, Shane.
I seriously doubt that.
Yes, I would make you, Shane. I'd secretly play with alcohol until I could force you to do it. Anyway, dear hosts, are there any local radio stations that you listen to a lot, or whenever you get, or whenever you get the chance to listen to them? For me, it's 91.7 The Bounce. Thank you for your time, local defensive major guy Tim.
Before we start, The Bounce here is a pop/R&B music station. So it's not my kind of thing.
I don't listen to radio.
I don't like that. No. Yes, that's actually the same, because everything, it's just like TV, everything on there is crap unless you know what you're looking for.
There's a radio station here which is like the main one that young people listen to, all the pop culture music gets played on, called Radio 1, and Dad had it on in the car a couple of weeks ago, and the news came on, and I don't think I've heard a more dumbed down news broadcast in my life. It was saying things like, today, Prime Minister Gordon Brown, he's the man who runs the country, and it's like explaining the simplest of terms, because obviously the only people who listen to it are brain-dead dullards who wouldn't know their ass from their elbow.
Are you calling your dad a brain-dead whatever?
Dullard, yes, I am. No, but seriously, the fact that I hate news shows where they have to, you know, explain every tiny little thing. Retarded people shouldn't watch the news.
Better than Fox News.
No, oh, God.
Yeah, but that's not saying much, Shane. That's like saying, you know, Mussolini was better than Adolf Hitler. They're both pretty shit. It's no point
in
picking
favorites.
He still killed an awful lot of innocent people, Shane.
Anyways, Leo?
Debating which dictator was worst.
I used to listen to a lot of the rap, but not anymore.
Okay.
Died down.
Okay. Schwa?
I usually listen to this radio station here in town, US 97, which just plays pretty much classic rock all the time. And it's really kind of cool because they have businesses like help out with their ad stuff so that they do 2 hours, two 2-hour blocks of commercial free from like 11:30 to 1:30 and 4 to 6. So I don't like having to hear the commercials. It's kind of like an iPod with cool sounds.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, I like it.
That's another genre I'm not too fond of, classic rock.
Shane, you don't like any genres. We've already established this.
Classical.
That's different. But you don't like Rule Britannia, do you, Shane?
No. Thank you, King Kola. I mean, Tim. That was from
King
Tim.
King Kola on the brain, Shane. I think you're thinking about that three-way tie and skill of the month.
You guys are sick.
No, Leo, Shane, I'm talking about a tie-in skill of the month. What are you talking about?
Dear host, sorry for my absence. I have now finally returned. Not that anyone missed me. Anyways, as usual, I have a few questions. Have you played the game Borderlands for Xbox 360, PS3, or PC? What did you think? Should we answer that one first?
Yes. No.
No.
Nope.
Schwa?
Nope, I have not.
Ah, there we go.
That's
the answer to that one.
Also, what are your opinions on the Vancouver Olympics? Thanks, keep up the Frosty Bow.
Yeah, you're cutting out, by the way. That was Vancouver 2020 Olympics from Frosty Bow, if anybody didn't hear that. Keep up the great show, Frosty Bow.
You remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your internet connection might be having some problems there, Leo. So, anyways. Vancouver 2010 Olympics. I'll start with Brad.
It's going to be bad because it's in Canada.
No, it's actually going to be better than having them in China. So.
What, just because you don't commit as many human rights abuses as China?
Yeah.
Is that your logic?
Yeah. So, Schwa?
Love the Winter Games. The tourist thing is going to probably double Canada's rural population of the mountains. And everything should work out for all them. I have high hopes for Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Bobsleigh team!
Yeah, the bobsledding team. Haven't you heard of them?
No.
Have you seen the movie Cool Runnings?
No.
You should watch it.
It's a good film.
Okay.
It's got John Candy and a whole bunch of other people from Jamaica.
Okay, whatever you say. Leo?
I wanted to say black guys, but that might have been slightly racist.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of sport or Olympics.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. Brad, are you guys sending anybody to the Winter Olympics?
I think we send, like, maybe one or two people. We usually get, like, if we're lucky, we get one bronze medal and that's it. I think the other year we got a silver medal and the whole nation went into, like, rapturous celebration.
That just proves you guys are a bunch of pussies since you can't even send a real hockey team over.
We don't play hockey over here.
Not you should. Serious...
Hockey's just fighting on ice.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Anyway,
no.
Next question. Oh, it's addressed to me. Brad, will you be coming back to RSVNB update when you get back from the Air Force? Please do, because the show is awesome when you make fun of people.
Awesome-er.
Some-er when you make fun of people. No, I won't be coming back when I get back from the Air Force, as you put it. No, I'll make it clear. I'll explain everything next week in what will be my final show, but the only way I'll be coming back might be in a year or two as a guest host, one-off thing or something like that.
Or if
no,
you get discharged.
No, even, Shane, we've already gone through, even if that happens, I won't be back on a full-time basis. I'm stepping aside, come what may. and how long will you be there? Just 8 weeks? 9 weeks. 9 weeks I'll be there. But then, as soon as that's done, I'm straight on to phase two training, which is 2 years, and I'll have plenty of hard work to do there. So,
become a linguist. How fun is that?
Very fun, because after I'm trained in that language, my job basically, all my job is sitting on my ass with some headphones on, translating what people are saying. That seems like a bloody easy job to me once you know the language.
That's how you do it now.
Yeah.
Talk to Shane.
Boring. You get paid, you get to travel the world. It's amazing. I love it. I can't wait to get started. 2 weeks today.
Woo. Just hope your base doesn't come under attack in Iran when you're there.
I won't be in Iran since we don't have any bases in Iran, Shane.
Well, after,
bearing in mind,
after
I've got
after they get invaded.
Bearing in mind, I've got 2 years of training. There's a possibility that we could be pulling out of Afghanistan by the time I'm out of training. Anyway,
and pulling into Iran.
Going into Iran, yeah. Those questions were from Deszak. Thank you for the questions. Also, note with some somber that the main thing I will be remembered for is making fun of people. I think I was talking to somebody in RS who listens to the podcast who I'd not spoken to before, and they said it's really funny how you rip people apart. And it's like, is that really what I want to be remembered for? Ripping apart Shane, yes, but just people in general. I don't know.
Australia.
Well, they deserve it. Anyway, next question.
Hola, amigos. I was wondering, what do you guys doing while you're recording? Do you play RuneScape, browse the internet, or just sit back with your feet up?
He's gone.
I told you if you drop out, leave it. Don't call back because
I tried to leave it. You didn't do anything.
I didn't see until you messaged me.
She's out of my life. Alright.
Okay.
It's back now.
So what do you guys do? I'm going to answer for everybody here because they should all be doing the same thing when they're doing this. When they're recording the show, they should be sitting at their desk in an upright position so they project their voice properly into their microphone and looking at the show notes and the questions. Not playing RuneScape, not browsing the internet, and certainly not sleeping.
I have my feet on my desk. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I can't do anything right now because we're not doing video, and
if you were here, you'd break my nose, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Jane threatened before the show. He said he wanted to break my nose.
Anyway, so that's that part. Also, did you do any extracurricular activities in high school or middle school?
No,
Let's
I didn't.
Start with okay, of course not. Schwa.
I wrestled in high school. Don't you all call it gay. It's not. But I did that for a couple years.
Okay, why'd you quit?
Because I just got bored with it.
Okay, so you didn't, like, have an accident or anything?
No, I would I would hope that the other person wouldn't like show or there'd be no one to wrestle so that I'd get a bye more than I wanted to actually wrestle someone. So I was like, it's time to quit.
Okay. Leo?
No, I don't do extracurricular activities.
Okay, then. Yeah, that's a good philosophy. I'm active in my school's theater, baseball team, and American football team.
How about you, Shane? What do you do extracurricular?
I said I didn't do anything. I said I agree with that stance.
Shane ran was by pressing X.
Pressing X?
On your controller to run.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
That's from The Killer of Joys, a.k.a. Killjoy. Brad, this last one's for you.
And why does it say Dear Shane?
It says
Dear
it
Shane.
Says,
Dear Shane, Princess Brad, Schwa, and Leo, do any of you have any phobias or weird things that creep you out? I personally am creeped out by prunes. Yes, prunes. I'm not exactly sure why, but they just remind me of strange people with no teeth and bowel movements, so I try to avoid eating them when possible. Any irrational fears of clowns or dying elephants, psychologists, or anything else?
No.
Phobias.
Planes. Brad?
You're scared of planes? I'm not scared of planes. I'm not scared of planes. I'm not scared of flying. I just don't feel comfortable while I'm flying. I'm always sort of tense and on edge. But I'm tense and on edge most times. Phobias. What am I scared of? Canadians. Whales. Spider. How about you, Shane? What are you scared of?
Phobias. Nothing, really.
You're not scared of... Oh, what a macho man answer. I am afraid of nothing.
Well, I don't know. Like, none of the classic
things. How about if a man burst into your house with an axe and held it to your throat? Would you be scared then?
No.
Yeah, right.
No. Leo?
I'm going to go with Shane's bold statement. I'm not afraid of anything.
Okay. Schwa?
I'm not really afraid of anything. I really don't like makeup when it's not in like a container or something, like overly caked on makeup, or when like you see like this old lady's lipstick on like the side of a glass cup or something.
Oh yeah, that's
just kind of makes you cringe a little.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you something I really hate as well, which it's not a phobia, but it's like a really dislike, is I hate the sound that polystyrene makes when it breaks up. So, you know, a real easy way to freak me out if there's polystyrene around is to get it and to like crunch it up and
polystyrene?
Polystyrene.
What?
You know what polystyrene is, don't you, Shane?
No, we don't call it that. You know when
you get a bigger, like, you know, you get an electrical appliance and it comes in a big box, it's usually got pieces of white sort of
shells. Oh, yeah, styrofoam. Styrofoam.
Yeah. I hate the sound of that as it breaks up, and the noise and the texture of it really freaks me out.
A little squeaky sound it makes?
Yeah, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Just looking, I don't have any styrofoam here.
I don't think it would have the same effect if it was from headphones.
Well, I have some styrofoam, we can find out.
Do it.
It's not within reach.
And it would be messy as well. It goes everywhere when you break it up. Anyway, yeah. We've all done that, right? Also, have any of you ever worked in retail? If so, any funny stories like on www.notalwaysright.com? After reading some of the stories, I'm much more appreciative of people that I work or have worked in retail. Keep up the great show, brimk.xlq/acer. He also has a runeware at runewares.com/brimk. Worked in retail, anyone?
No.
No.
I haven't worked a day in my life.
Okay, so we all say no.
No, I work.
But not retail.
I don't work
in...
Well, technically...
Is it retail?
Retail? I wouldn't call it retail.
There's some really bad horror stories that I have, and I don't really have any time to explain any, but if anyone who's listening wants to just like shoot me a PM sometime, I'd be happy to tell you some of the awful, awful things that go on at that theater.
Did someone die?
No, we've had heart attack people and like people throwing up at theaters, people urinating in theaters, people wandering about.
I think that's enough. Yeah.
There was that time where there was that three-way tie in Skill of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. You can send audio questions to questions@rsvmb.com. Make sure you're audible and you're under 30 seconds in length. Thank you.
Yeah, because last week would be your last chance to send in any audio questions to me. And the host.
Who is male, by the way? That's your first hint.
Big surprise.
Yeah, that woman's like the two girls that are on the internet.
Anyways, government warns citizens off IE. I mean, German government.
German government.
The German government's Federal Office for Information Security is warning computer users in the country to not use Microsoft Internet Explorer due to recent security scares. The state organization has issued warning following Microsoft's admission that IE was a vector in the recent attacks on Google in China. The German government is thus advertising citizens to use alternative browsers such as Firefox, Chrome, or Safari, or Opera.
Do you think Mozilla, Google, and Oprah sort of pooled some money together to bribe the German government into saying use IE6?
I don't think so. Isn't the German government fairly independent?
What do you mean independent?
Independent from corporate influence.
Probably. You don't know, do you? It all happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think this is a good thing, you know, because it just proves that how many people are out there still using IE6. It's just scary to think of that, you know? So once again, if you're using IE6, upgrade to one of the aforementioned browsers and your life will be a whole lot better, really. It will. Websites will be faster, websites will look better, and your computer will look cooler when your friends come over to use it.
Oh, that's what I care about. My computer looks cool.
When my friends come over, they are all looking at which browser I use, and then they comment on it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Cool. You roll with Firefox, man. You cool.
That's what I do all the time.
Do people come over to your
house? Yeah, they do, actually.
Oh.
Mike.
Yeah, and delivery people. I had an interesting discussion yesterday.
Mike and delivery people.
Here's your package. Interesting... Want to come see my browser? No, you're coming in anyway.
Hey, come and have a look at my browser. It's a three-way. Tired skill of the month.
An interesting discussion yesterday with a delivery person about his little thing that you sign on, and he was complaining that it's using Windows Mobile and it should be using Linux.
And did you say, how dare you make conversation with me? Get off my property.
No. I told him that it's more likely due to the cold weather outside and the capacitive touch interface.
Did he say, LOL nerd, and then run off?
No, he just kind of looked strangely, and then, yeah. But anyways. Moving on, @BillGates. Bill Gates is now on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Is there any famous person in the world who's not on Twitter?
George Bush?
Yeah. Let's see who he's following. He's following Barack Obama.
He's only following 40 people.
He's following Barack Obama, Pierre, whoever that is, sounds French, dodgy, Ryan Seacrest. Why is Bill Gates following Ryan Seacrest?
Maybe he likes American Idol.
Rotary. Queen Rania, who the hell's that? White House. Is Bill Gates a Democrat?
Must be.
He's following the New York Times and Barack Obama. He's obviously a left-winger. Who's Ashley Tisdale?
Some singer, I think. Schwa, do you know, Leo?
I have no idea.
Why is Bill Gates following...
Actress?
She looks quite young, as if not, you know, Bill Gates' generation. Why the hell would Bill Gates be following her?
Creeping.
Yes, good point. So we've established that Bill Gates is a left-wing person.
Ashley Michelle Tisdale, born July 2nd, 1985, from New Jersey, United States, singer in pop, teen pop, dance pop, and pop rock.
Yeah, so why the hell would Bill Gates like that? That's weird.
Actress, singer, songwriter, television producer, and spokesperson.
That's strange.
Years active, 1988 to present. Yeah, so
she was active when she was 3 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk about exploiting your children.
Yeah, you know, some people, you know, get them into acting far too early, I think, you know. And I don't know, I don't agree with that personally, but yeah. Leo, you have anything on this?
No, not really.
Okay. So, yeah. Nobody else wants to go to at Bill Gates and see what else he's following?
Not really.
I'm looking at the list. There's not that many interesting things.
CERN?
Microsoft?
TechCrunch?
Does Steve Ballmer have Twitter?
Probably not, you know?
You know, he could tweet, you know, currently dancing about on stage at a corporate presentation.
Yeah.
He's following some random people. I think he's... If you look at all the recent posts of the people he's following, they all seem to have, like, tweeted him, you know, like, welcome to Twitter. So maybe if I tweet him, welcome... No, there must be loads of people who've done that.
Yeah. Maybe he's early when it came out, you know?
Huffington Post, the New York Times, and Barack Obama. This guy's like left.
Okay, moving on. Music exec says iTunes Cloud is real, coming in 2010.
What is iTunes Cloud? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
A cloud in the sky. In a guest column on TechCrunch, Michael Robertson, a 12-year veteran of the digital music business, former CEO of MP3.com and current CEO of MP3 Tunes, he has said he believes Apple will not offer a subscription service in the future. Instead, the purchase of Lava will allow Apple to create an iTunes service that will make content accessible from anywhere. So basically what this means is that any of your iTunes songs, videos, or stuff would be accessible from any computer, any iPod, as long as you have an internet connection.
Where?
You know,
that's good.
The technology is there for this with the high-speed networks and everything now, so it'd be interesting to see if something like this could actually be implemented successfully. I say successfully because you have to have the cooperation of the labels and everything and proper software.
Well, one of the annoying things with iTunes was always if you forgot to back it up or if it, you know, stopped, decided it didn't want to work for some reason, you would lose any downloaded tracks you had.
So yeah.
Maybe if it was sort of stored in a cloud, it would be, you know, safer.
Yeah, but then it can get hacked by China.
Yeah, but do the Chinese really want to listen to your songs about...
I don't know.
...that you don't like?
I don't know. Leo, what do you think?
I'm not a big player.
You're not big what?
A big...
Yeah, you're cutting out really bad. I'm just going to assume you said you're not that big into MP3 players and music.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Okay. Schwa?
What was that? Sorry, I had to leave for a second. I just got back.
what do you think of the cloud?
Cool stuff.
Okay.
New technology is always good.
Yeah, it's something we all live for, I think. Me, but I don't know about Brad. Stop breathing, Schwa. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm trying to do things. Alright.
Okie dokie, that's it for tech news. Unless Brad, you got anything else that you want to share?
I have nothing.
Okay. Well then, I'm going to redirect everybody to our RSBNB YouTube channel, seeing as we got a new video up there. It's my 99 agility video, which you guys can all read and enjoy.
Did
and,
you get that
watch.
An age ago?
Yeah, I did. But it took me a while to get it up.
Excuse me?
In the
don't you want to know about your personal life?
I said it took me a while to get it up.
Yeah, I know what you said, Shane. Don't repeat it.
Yeah, so you can head over to
hey, look, RSBNB guess what I just... And... The first name I saw. Congrats on 910 Agility. Power crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, hey?
No, it's but, agility. Anyways. It's not amazing. Why did you get it in Shiloh? Where's the Cape guy?
Yeah, the Cape guy is in Brimhaven.
Oh yeah, sort of made sense.
Yeah, so and then I did the log on the southern side of the jungle because apparently crossbow grapple points don't give agility XP. So, oh, I got something playing in the background. That's not right. Okay, so yeah, RSBNB staff is our YouTube channel, and if you have a RuneScape video that you've made yourself and you want us to feature it on the channel, we're going to be starting to feature your own videos, the community videos. If you want that to happen, you can either PM myself on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com. My name is Shane on there. Or you can PM Chief Snake as well, as he also does some of the video channel stuff. So PM either of us if you have a YouTube video you want us to feature for you. And we'll gladly do that for you. You guys have any videos?
No, I have no videos.
Okay, I just have my Nana and her blur video on there.
Which I made.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Leo, you have any videos?
No, I don't record much.
Anyway, Schwa, stop breathing.
I'm not breathing.
Yeah, I could hear you breathing.
I'm having to breathe in my nose. It's difficult.
Okay. Skill of the month update. Brad, you can do this since you're so fond of getting a three-way tie going.
Yeah, well, no, I'm fond of a three-way tie in Skill of the Month. So you got to have the pause there, Shane. The pause is vital. But anyway, it's evened out a bit. There's probably maybe three people in the race now. JRD Games currently first with 13.1 million experience. Second is MLI with 10.8 million. And third is Scythrend with 10.7. And you've got sort of fourth, you've got two people on about around 6 million, one on 5.7, then it drops down to two. Realistically, anywhere from 5 million up could still be in it if they stop, but that's unlikely. So I'd say it's going to be between JRD Games, MLI, and Scythrend.
Yeah, but, I'd have to say that's the case.
There's still a long time to go, considering these people have already gained 13 million in 19 days. Could easily, almost double that number.
Yeah, 59,613,644 XP gain total in the past 20 days.
It's who wants it more? Who wants it more?
Yeah. Do you?
No, I don't want it. I don't care.
You should have entered.
I should have, but I didn't.
Mr. Brad 7443. Schwa, you have a pick for us?
Yeah, I actually do. If anyone hasn't picked it up yet, my pick is the Beatles Rock Band. I really like it because it has a lot of features on it that are kind of exclusive to it, like harmony vocals. Here, let me bring up a little page here. As well as just featuring all Beatles songs ranging from their whole career. And it's fairly cheap because it's only like $60 for the Xbox 360. I'm not sure about the other systems. And there's also download content into it that's exclusive Beatles. I'm not sure if they're going to be expanding into Solex, but it's also got some unique instruments. Then it's, fairly cheap. You can pick up a used copy for even cheaper, and that's my pick.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything about not teaching you how to play because that's my major problem with these kind of games, but yeah. Brad, have you ever tried Rock Band?
No.
Okay. What about Guitar Hero?
No.
Okay, Leo?
I used to be into Guitar Hero, but haven't played it right.
Okay. Schwa?
Of course
practice
I play.
Holding your breath.
I'm trying to. It's hard.
Okay. So, Brad, what have you been doing?
Not much. What have you been doing?
No, what have you been doing on RuneScape?
I think she's lying. She? Who's she? That's where my mind was there. I think Shane is... What I'm doing on RuneScape, like I said earlier in the show, I've been frantically working to get 76 agility, and I've also been furthering trying to get summoning to 70. It's now 69. I could realistically get it... Jesus Christ, is there like a 49 gale going where you are? Anyway, yeah. Good about that. Yeah, just trying to work on 70 summoning, 69 at the moment, very close, but we'll be able to get it easily after this. That's about it.
What'd you call that, a Fortnite gale?
Force 9 gale.
Oh, what's that mean? Force 9 is...
Force 9, a strong wind.
Okay. What about real life?
Not much.
Okay. Schwa?
RuneScape? RuneScape, I've just been woodcutting, getting close to 99, which is kind of cool. That's all I've been doing for the past few weeks. And as far as real life, I've just been going to school, got bit by dog. And I actually, last night, I volunteered all night at a fundraiser we're doing at another college's campus called 50 and 50, which is where we're taking donations for 50 hours straight and trying to raise $50,000. Apparently, it's going well.
Okay. That's Where's all the I've money really going? Doing.
It's going to Convoy of Hope.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to a good one, not one of those scam ones.
That's good. Leo?
RuneScape been doing a bit of Barbarian Assault.
Okay.
Real life been playing RuneScape.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay, then. For me, on RuneScape, last week I beat Nomad after recording the show. It took me a grand total of 13 tries.
13, not unlucky for you.
Nope. And after that, I bought gear for 80 summoning, but I'm currently only able to get to 79 with my current charm selection. So I need to go get more charms. And real life, I've been making some kind of little hidden kind of tweaks to RuneWire's infrastructure that's not on the front end but the other side that you guys won't see, but we've been making kind of little tweaks and stuff to make it better to prepare for some other stuff that's coming. So yeah, that's about it.
End of the show.
Yeah, unless anybody else has anything.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Penultimate show, over and out.
Leo?
Nah, nothing.
Okay, and Schwa is signaled less by losing connection once again. So it's been RSBMV Update 240 with Schwa, runewire.com/Schwa, I believe.
Schwa 9, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Schwa 9. Leo, what's yours?
9-7.
Okay, 99887. And Brad, runewire.com/Brad.
Final show next week.
Yes.
You'll get to find out who the person replacing me is.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. So we'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye.
See everybody. You guys next week for the last time.
I won't.